And welcome. My name is Tom.
And I'm Heather.
And you're sitting at The Couples Table.
The Couples Table is a live stream podcast here on this channel. Join us for better or worse.
For richer or poorer.
In sickness and in health.
Whenever we stream, which is seems to be Fridays now.
Fridays at 1 Pacific Standard Time. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, here we are.
All right. We live.
Did it sound good?
I think it sounds terrific.
Audio levels are even. We have a way of checking this, don't we? Like before. Is that what headphones are for?
Well, we could do a little test recording and make sure that it does.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds good.
Well, anyway. Yeah. Happy Friday.
Happy TGIF, yo. You remember TGIF with Urkel and like the ABC Friday Night Lineup? Uh-huh. Because I don't know. Who says TGIF anymore? Is that even a thing?
It is.
Okay.
I think it always will be. Hello, Parker Jennings in the house. Michal, hello. Action Crypto. The answer is yes, but only for things like eating off the kids menu.
Unfortunately.
Heiko, too old for what? Too old for what?
Dun, 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 dun.
Life knows no too old. We live, says Tom Buck. India, hello. Marcus, too old for what?
I love your profile picture, Marcus.
This is the thing now. Too old for what?
Is that a song?
No, turn down for what?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
call me Cubby in the house. Hello, Mr. Camera Junkie. Hello, Melanie. Level up with
Mike's
Mike.
Here.
Hi.
All over the place today, Mike.
Hi, Roger. Audio and video is good. Thank you for the thumbs up. Hey, Ben.
It's team captain
TGIF
over here.
The best. Hello, hello. All right. See, everyone likes your TGIF.
Yeah, well, it was, you know,
a remnant
from simpler times.
It was a thing to look
times.
Forward to, yes, when we weren't yet too old. See what I did there?
Whoa.
You look genuinely impressed.
That was a really smooth transition. 10 out of 10 would transition again.
There you go.
Yes, so I don't really, there's such a thing to dive into.
Is there? I really am curious. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, okay? There's several angles that we could take with this. And I really don't know where we're going to go because we never planned these in advance. But I was just
we script the whole thing out. I'm reading it.
I was like, Tom, you know what would be interesting? Let's talk about age.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about age because it's been coming up a lot lately.
Yeah, it has.
Right?
It has.
Like more so than usual. I mean, I know we've been meeting a lot of people, but...
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Why don't... You can tee it off.
I tee it because my name is Tom. I also see audio hotline greeting from Idaho.
Idaho. What's up? Idaho.
Potatoes over there. Some spuds.
Hey, Homesick Mac.
So,
hello. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Can I... Before we dive in, can I tell you something really quick that Homesick Mac taught me?
Sure.
I was going to say this in the vlog, but since you're here, we're going to say it now. Did you know that... In Sweden, when they say, you know how, okay, how do you abbreviate number? Not the hashtag, but like in letters.
N-U-M period?
No.
What? Yeah. Like num 5.
Isn't it N-O period?
Oh, yeah. N-O. That's one way too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do N-R, I think.
Oh.
Actually, now I got to check what it is.
I mean, first and last, I don't know.
But then I was thinking, why do we use N-O when O is not even in there?
Oh, I had this question when I was a kid, and it was never answered to my satisfaction.
Well, now I need to find it.
It's very confusing. Because when you're a kid, you try to find the logic in all these things, and then you realize there is
none.
It was
in the hockey video, your hockey video. Now I need to find it. But unless Homesick Mac wants to say what it is.
Well, now everybody's sharing their age in the chat. So we've got...
You can start there.
Homesick Mac is...
NR. NR period 1.
There we go. Homesick Mac is 63. Mike says no. Marcus is 48. Oh, wait. No, you didn't say no. Yeah. You're saying number. I was like... Just to share. Ben's 41. I actually didn't know that, Ben.
Oh, wow.
So
see, it's a European
one name. Thing... I have a lot of thoughts about age, and I'm going to try not to... dominate this too much. But one thing we were talking about this morning that I don't know might be the case for every person on earth is that you and I are the same age, basically. We're like 6 months apart. And we feel like we're never the right age because...
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, you were agreeing with me this morning.
I was, yeah. But I'm curious where you're going to go for it, because I don't know where you're going to go.
I was just explaining the thing that we were saying. We either feel like we're too young or too old, because all we're ever, whenever anyone finds out our age, we're either told we're too young or too old. It's never, I would like it to be a thing that it doesn't, it's not even, I don't know, it's like having brown hair. Like, who cares? It's irrelevant, basically.
Right. It's not even something to talk about. But for some reason, there's always a reaction.
Yeah. I mean, working with high school students for many years, I was always like, you know, old was the joke. And then, you know, meeting, if I meet anyone who's older, then it's always, I'm so young, I don't know what I'm doing. No one's just like, you're fine. The way, wherever you're at is right where you're supposed to be. Because guess what? You had less than zero impact over when you were born. And that's just the time you were born. And I don't know what to do about that. And it's to the point where I'm actually frustrated about it. And
I am.
I'm really annoyed about age, because I'm frustrated by that, because I feel like I'm put in a position to prove myself or justify something where I don't want to, like, either, especially if someone says I'm too young, then I have to like prove my skill or whatever. Or if somebody says I'm too old, then I have to prove like, no, like, I, you know, don't worry. Like, I'm not eating, I don't know, Jell-O in my walker or whatever. Just yet. My, what is it? Rascal scooter, which is totally fine also. But like, it's, the thing that also annoys me is, I think as we have gotten older, more people who are within our age range, I have noticed, kind of lean on their age almost as an excuse, and it becomes a part of their identity. Like, I've seen so many people on YouTube, like, oh, since I'm just an old person on YouTube, I just do this. And it's like, you're 42. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
I hear that a lot.
And the age, well, actually, becomes the identity.
You say that you hear it a
Yeah,
lot.
It becomes a thing. And it's like, sometimes it's a point of pride, like where people are like, oh, you know, it's like the Facebook memes of like, people of my generation remember, you know, take a picture of a cassette tape and a pencil. Do you know how these two things like go together? And it's like, if you're too young, you wouldn't even know the connection between these two devices. And it's like, yeah, okay. Or instead of like trying to get clout because of your age, it's like really, really limiting, where a lot of people are kind of I'm just an old person on YouTube. Maybe I'm too old for this. And it's like, you're 45, you're 50. Like, it's fine.
I don't know. When it comes to the memes, because I share those a lot, but I think it's more of like the shared experience of, if you know what the connection of these two things are, is, remember that? That was funny. Like, I'm not trying to say anything about it. Like, there's no statement there aside from the shared experience of the, you know, of what that connection is. But for me, I think the funny thing lately, first of all, I don't think I've ever felt my age as much as I have. I felt it when I was 21, for sure. And then it just all felt the same until 38. And 38, I'm just so aware of. 37, I kept forgetting how old I was. 36, same thing. It was like, did I already turn 36, 37? I don't know. It just since 21 to 37, it all just kind of felt the same. And I kind of assumed that everyone I met was within the same range, like plus or 5 years. And that actually worked fine, because everyone that I kind of met, aside from like coworkers who were like so obviously of a different generation, it would work, because I would do the same things of like people in their 20s all do, and that's who I was meeting. Now though, it's like that I can't do that anymore, which is fine, there's nothing wrong with that, but also physically I feel my age in a way I never have before. Oh, do I feel it. Like, just things just don't work. They work differently. Let's let's say that. They work differently. They recover differently. Yeah. But then also, it's like, the funny thing that's been happening lately is I feel like both of us have been getting conflicting reactions for the same thing. And like, it really comes, it's really apparent with hockey.
Right.
I think even with Japanese too, me, because I'm learning Japanese. So like, okay, Tom and I started learning how to play hockey a couple months ago. He's 37, I'm 38. If you tell one person, someone will be like, oh, you know, no, you can't do that. Because if you get injured now, forget it. Like, you're too old to be doing a new sport. Like, what if you hurt yourself? What if this? What if all these bad things happen? And then, of course, like, I think, I don't know, at least half your team are older than you.
I'm definitely on the younger half, in the younger third, I guess, of my team.
Yeah. So they're not, you know, I don't think that they're saying like, oh, you're too young, but it's like, you know, it's more of like, I wish I had started when I was that young.
Right. Yeah. It's almost like, oh, you have,
yeah, you have
30 years, 40 years.
Yeah. You have an advantage
ahead of you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. or with Japanese, like, why learn a new language? You know, at this point in your life, why are you, do you plan to live there? Do you plan to work there? Do you plan to work for a Japanese company? No, it's just for funsies. And I think especially doing YouTube, it's like, that's, you know, I don't hear it as much now, but it's like, you want to do YouTube as like a job? Definitely, I don't know, maybe too old is the instinct, but I also surround myself with people who are creators of all ages. So it's like, I know there is no like average age to be a creator, but I think most people who watch people who aren't creators, I don't know what their perception of, you know, their persona of what a YouTube creator is, but I think that we're older, or older than the persona, because, you know, if you're thinking like a 20 something who's doing like crazy videos or something like that, we don't fit that type.
Right. And a big thing that we've been encountering, because one of the things that brought you and I together from day one, and one of the things that I feel a very shared connection with like pretty much everybody here in the chat right now who's watching this, is this constant excitement for exploring stuff.
Yes.
And learning new things. And,
yeah,
you know, like you were interested in learning Japanese. Okay, I'm going to go take a class and do that. I was interested in flight lessons. We're interested in playing hockey. You want to learn an instrument. You want to start a YouTube channel. It's just like,
there's no, there's no consideration of age at all.
Like, it's just sort of, what are these things? You know, what are these things that you want to learn and you want to do? And so much, I feel like, I guess it's as we've gotten older-ish, a thing that we've run into is that sort of like, aren't you too old for that? Or aren't, like, it's almost like, you know, there's certain things that are expected of certain ages.
It's the expectation. I think that's what it is. It's like, okay, I think, I can't be sure, but I think about-ish, right? At my age, my mom already had a 10-year-old, which was me, I think. Or a 9-year-old, maybe. So, and she had like lived through the freaking Northridge earthquake, like her house, like she immigrated here from the Philippines. Like, she had gone through like crazy life milestones, which, you know, we have too. And luckily, you know, I think my parents had a lot harder, but I think there was just a lot more expectation with like the previous generation of like, you know, you're at 38, you're a mother, you know, and you have kids, and like, this is kind of your role. And so like, when I am just so not that, I feel like, I don't know, it's just, it's a conversation starter.
I remember
in a way that I don't mind talking about it, but it's like a thing that gets
focused on. It's when it becomes a roadblock. I remember when I like bought this house, and this house was built and it was brand new. And it's like, okay, I got to buy some furniture and stuff to put in the house. And I went to one of like the Home Goods, Hobby Lobby type stores and bought one of those bowls of like the wicker balls. I don't know, there's like decorative wicker balls. Ben ended up eating them when he was a puppy. But and it was like, they look nice. I'm not saying they don't look nice, but I literally bought them because I was like, that's what you do. Like, that's when you move out of an apartment into a house and it's a little more permanent, you get the wicker balls on the table. Sometimes you have a jar of like preserved fruit as a decoration too. I don't know why. It didn't mean anything to me. It wasn't like, these are my grandma's wicker balls from the Great Depression or something. It was just like, this is what you do. And I feel like so much of life can be that if you're not careful, is like, well, this is just what you're supposed to do. And I found there's the old quote, which I actually believe comes from the Bible, that says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. That's a very famous old quote. And then C.S. Lewis, many years later, kind of updated that, said, you know, when I was a child, spoke as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things, including the fear of childishness and the desire to be very grown up. And I like that. I feel that that first part is where a lot of people, it's sort of like, I am an adult. I am at this stage of life. I must be perceived this way. I am, you know, especially when your career comes into it. I am this profession. I do this. This is how I must be perceived. Versus like, I almost think the most adult thing you can do is not worry about that. And, you know, have all your stuff taken care of, like pay your bills, be responsible, you know, like check all your boxes for a functioning life. After that, it's whatever you want. And I feel like it's so easy to not feel comfortable doing the whatever you want part.
Yeah. Ben says, I actually worry about age a lot. I'm super preoccupied with it lately. That's funny. Wait, how old are you, Ben?
41.
Oh, really? See, I just assume everyone's like my age.
I mean, is there a difference between 38 and 41?
Yeah.
Really? Like,
I've always felt that way. My spouse says, me take up hockey and playing gigs more than midlife crisis.
I was watching, so there's a video yesterday I was watching. It's on the Fender YouTube channel, and it's like an artist profile, and the artist that they're profiling is Keanu Reeves.
Because who I actually saw live
playing
the bass.
Yeah, because he's a bass player, yeah, and a hockey player and an actor and a motorcycle rider and all these things. And it's cool. The video is called Don't Quit Your Daydream, which is like it's a thing he says in it. It's just a really cool line. And it kind of explores his journey of just like, you know, now as a very successful actor in his, I don't know, 50 or however old he is, he has the means to just kind of do whatever he wants. But he didn't always, you know, 30, 35 years ago, and he was like a struggling actor. He was still sort of just exploring stuff he was interested in. And it was, he met like someone who plays drums through hockey because they were playing hockey together. Then they played a band together and then wanted to be an actor and then do this. And at one point in the video, he's talking about he convinced his friend to start a motorcycle company specifically because he wanted like a design of motorcycle that didn't exist. So like, if we make our own company, we can make like the motorcycle I want. And the friend was like, why are we going to start our own motorcycle company? And his answer was, because we're going to die. And I was like, that's a great, maybe that is a midlife crisis, right? Is that becomes when you're 18, that's very far away. When you're less than 8 or more than 18, that's a lot closer. But that's a good reason to do things when you're like, oh, yeah, I'd love to play hockey now because I'm going to die one day and I'm not going to be able to. When I got my drum set, oh, my gosh, 8 years ago now, today might be the anniversary of me getting my drum set. Wow.
Tom would know because he's weird about dates.
I am. I'm not weird on dates. Well, actually, I kind of am too.
Hella weird on dates, yo. But, well, at least the weird first one.
But I remember playing, I was 30, about to turn 30, and I really wanted to play the drums. And I remember my thought was, those are such a physical instrument that there will be a time when I can't do it. Like, it's, you know, playing guitar, as long as you have sort of nimbleness in your fingers and your hands, you can play the guitar. The drums, especially the way I like to play them, are way more physical. And I was like, oh, if I keep putting this off, I'd already put it off for like, since I was 11 at that point. If I keep putting this off, eventually I'm going to hit a point where it's just not an option anymore. And I won't ever have the chance again. And it's a good motivator to try something new. Now I want to see if I got my drums, what day I got those.
I've redefined where I sit in this grand scheme of things. Not young, not old, just veteran young guy. I love that. Marcus says, many young creators are afraid that their success has an expiration date. I feel like a lot of people who have success feel that.
But the thing, okay, so one of your really just close friends is 73. And always up for something new.
Yes.
Dealing with, you know, real life things like, you know, health issues and, you know, stuff that you can't escape. But there is no like, why would you want to learn this? Like, clearly it's
if you like put the two of us in a room and you couldn't see what we look like, I really don't think you would be able to tell. Like,
who is who?
Who is older?
Right.
Maybe I'm a little bit louder. Maybe.
But if you just read like a transcript.
Yeah. There. No way. No way. If you read a transcript between the two of us. No. If anything, honestly, I think they would seem younger in a lot of ways.
Because there is no... A big question that I've gotten when telling people I'm doing something new is why. And that's a good, you know, like, hey, why do you want to learn this instrument? Why do you want... Those are reasonable questions, but it's not that kind of why. It's the like, what is the point of even doing this?
What is your end goal?
Yeah. You know, and it's like,
there's always like this like,
yeah. Well, is it going to make you more money? Yeah. Is it going to move you up at work? Is it going to get you more prestige? And it's like, maybe I don't even have an end goal. It's just because I want to.
I don't know. We're weird like that.
But that's
cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, I don't know. I think that a thing that I'm really grateful for is, my mom's parents, my grandparents on her side, both lived into their mid-90s and both were very active, like until literally like blindness and like physical disability stopped them towards the end. My grandpa was like huge into ham radio, built a huge ham radio antenna on the side of their house, had a whole room with like stacks of equipment every morning from like 9 to 10 a.m. was on the ham radio with like the same people until they kind of started dropping off a little bit there. Always learning how to, like, he was really into rocks and minerals, always learning how to like polish rocks and make things, and just there's no reason. My grandma was into learning painting. Well, she's not learning, she was like a really good painter and a really like, there's no purpose. It's just, this is what I'm interested in. I'm 86. I'm just gonna do this thing because I want to.
Hey, Ash.
Hey.
If you aren't doing something new at any point in your life, any age, then are you truly living? Well, okay, so here's the flip side. I talked about this in the vlog. I signed up for a class at our local college to learn Japanese. 90% of the students are younger than me. Well, yeah, like there's only one student who's older than me. Everyone else is 18, 19, mostly. There's a handful of like in the middle, but... you know, most of them are college age, right? And an interesting thing, because I haven't been around, the last time I was around this many younger people was when you were still a teacher.
Right.
And this wasn't an issue back then because they knew how old you were. And
I'm
they just,
supposed to be the adult in the room.
Like. Yeah. And they just assumed that we're the same age. So age was not a discussion point. This, like, literally in the introduction chapter of learning Japanese, you introduce yourself. What's your name? How old are you? What year of college are you? Where are you from? Blah-de-da. So here I am. Everyone's like, you know, I'm 18. I am 38 years old. And, like, I don't know why, but I did kind of feel, like, weird about saying it in, like, a... Not like uncomfortable, because it's not like there's anything to hide, but it's like, it's almost like, I hope this doesn't change how you feel about me, even though I'm two decades older than you. And a lot of the times I don't feel it. Like, I don't feel the difference. But what I definitely felt was like the shock of, oh my God, I can't believe you're 20 years older than me. And I don't know where, I don't know what the shock is. Like, okay, maybe I do, I don't know, look younger and act younger, but is the shock from, like, why is a 38-year-old in our class? Or, like, is this what you're supposed to be doing? Like, I'm confused as to, like, it's shocking because your expectation is this, and obviously I am surprising you, which is why you have a shocking reaction. So I'm confused, like, where that comes from. I've never asked them this, but
right,
they were. It's like, what? Like, it wasn't like kind of shocked. It was like, you know, a topic of conversation for several classes. Yeah, and it's like it kind of made me feel a little bit proud of like, yeah, dude, you can still go to college, learn new things, take a class, like try something new. I don't know what the other 38-year-olds that you've met are doing, but like you could, you know, it can still be whatever it is that you want it to be. We did work hard to get to this point.
Yeah.
I have failed over and over and over again and over again to get to here. That is when I feel the difference in our age is like, oh my gosh. That's when I can't help but like you, sweet summer child who has not experienced getting laid off, starting a business and having it fail, you know, investing time, money, resources into like this. I mean, I can tell you all the different things that I've, you know, the worst thing that I could ever like dread and really hope does not happen has happened over and over again. Like it's the worst thing the worst thing that I was like, oh my God, like I hope that doesn't happen has happened and I lived through and everything's cool, you know? And like I have that experience and those life lessons. That's where I feel the 20-year difference. But otherwise, like, yeah, you want to go get boba? Let's go. I don't know.
I was pulling up a thing. It's hard to see on the screen. It was a picture of the Aquabats, my favorite band, dressed in their...
I think everyone here knows that,
yeah. Hopefully. They're dressed in their, like, you know, their very colorful raft guards, making goofy faces. We saw them live a few months ago with some friends for my 23rd time. Multiple members of the band now are in their 50s. And, I mean, the concert, I've seen them 23 times over the past 21 years. The show's the same. it's the same thing. and that is, like, it's never, I guess in their case, by the very nature of the band being, like, characters and personas, the age is never an issue. It's not like, wow, look, Madonna looks like so good for, you know, I don't know, 96 years old or however old she is now. It's like, it's sort of irrelevant, but it's just always been the same thing. It's like almost timeless.
Okay.
Because it's just, what do we want to do? Let's find a way to do it.
Right.
Cool. A new Blink-182 album came out yesterday.
They're 50.
They're in their 50s.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, so... Oh, which I love about 2023, you know, like I love that people of all ages who have access to the internet are seeing people who are older do, you know, I think also because we didn't see that, you know, I think pre-internet you saw in Father of the Bride, the couple, you know, the father.
Steve Martin.
And, yeah, those are the 45-year-olds. The only focus is, like, their daughter's wedding. That's your role, you know? So, like, I get it, and there's more exposure now. But here's another example. So in the quest to find relief for my back, which is feeling better, I met somebody, and I told them, like, I think I heard it playing hockey, but, like, it, you know... And explain. And I was like, yeah, they have hockey lessons at the arena. And that person immediately said, oh my gosh, that sounds so much fun. I wish I could do that. But like, you know, if I were younger, I would do that. And immediately after like a 2-second pause, they were like, wait, how old are you? And I said, 38. And they were like, oh, we're the same age. And I said... Yeah, I don't know. It didn't even occur to me to think I'm too old to do. It did not even occur to me. I was like, are there adult classes? Okay, cool. 21 or 18 and up, I'm signing up. That's it. That's the extent of what I thought.
There's a funny thing, too, because sort of the opposite of this can be true as well. You know, like, it's sort of tricky. Like, if you're looking for a therapist and you find someone who's 24... They could have amazing advice, insight, tools, and resources, but it's also like you might kind of want someone who's had a little more perspective,
life experience,
you know, and that's so sometimes the age, it's almost works in reverse. But there are so many like when I got my ice skate sharpener a few months ago, believe it or not, it's a niche product. There's not a lot of documentation on how to use it properly. The person who taught me how to use it the best is an 11-year-old from Idaho. Because they're the ones that made a video where they explained everything about it. And I learned everything. And it was crazy because I was like, okay, this kid didn't exist in 2011, you know? And now they're teaching me how to use this ice skate sharpener. And their knowledge and their experience with it is 100% valid and like...
right,
and correct and accurate. And so the same thing where it's like, you know, it'd be easy to write off someone like, as a kid, I'm not going to listen to them. That's actually the best explanation, because that it's still a person who has put in the time to learn and understand something. It doesn't really matter that they're 11. They still did that, and it worked for that specific thing. And so, you know, like, I want to be clear too that it's not just being too old, but also, like, you know,
right.
And having worked with high school students for a long time, where it's the struggle of, you know, parents not listening to them, and
right,
you know, you're being told to design your life how it's supposed to be, but your own opinions about your life are not taken into account at all, and it's supposed to go some other direction. That's always kind of a frustrating thing.
Freddie just reminded me, ignite. We didn't do our word for the week
this week.
Yeah. Or is it just ignite? I thought we were going to change it every time.
Yeah, I should change every time. It's like, yeah. Pee-wee's Playhouse. The word of the day, the secret word is in.
Okay, so if you're watching the replay, the last week's word.
Secret
that,
word.
Yeah, was... that you were supposed to comment with if you were watching the replay was ignite. This week, it's going to be.
Summer, as in you sweet summer child.
There you go, summer. So if you're watching the replay, leave us a comment with the word summer. Cool. Dash with Ash says, age is just a number.
Yes.
We're there to learn the subject, not to learn about your age.
How can a 38-year-old be so cool? I know, it's...
It's weird, because I want... Like, I actually thought about making a vlog, like, asking them. But I don't... It's just seems so, like...
I think the thing...
Arrogant, you know, presumptuous, like, tell me why you were so shocked.
I think the thing... Why do I seem so youthful and vibrant to you?
I know, but I'm not coming at it from that angle. I just, like, it's more of just, like... But the thing is, okay, as a millennial, I feel like we are very existential. Maybe I am now, like, aging myself and, like, here are what, you know, here's what my generation tends to do. I don't think 18-year-olds do that. Maybe they do. I don't know. See, now I'm doing it, but...
I am more of the mindset that the thing that gets to me about age is when I see it being a limiting factor for people.
Yes, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the
yeah,
person, yeah, yeah. I couldn't play hockey, I'm too old. You are the same age.
I know.
The exact same age. Like,
but it's crazy I'm just surprised that was the instinct, and I just did not have it, and we're the same age, you know? And so, like, that person was also a parent. I'm sure if I think that
most of the people on my hockey team who are older than your parents, like, and they're all learning to play
but
hockey.
I'm just thinking, like, okay, I don't know. You really don't want to get hurt. It's not that I want to get hurt, but, like, as a parent, you can't, like, I don't know, take care of your kids.
And that's fine. But that's not letting your age be a limiting factor. That's, you know, that's like, oh, I can't go on this transatlantic trip because I have work on Monday. Like, that's just being responsible within the confines of your situation. It's not, I can't do that because I'm X years old. Like,
right.
That's the thing, is like, I'm too old to do that. Why? What about your situation makes you too old to do that? Like, is it?
Your face. You cannot finish your sentence.
I can't.
I had an opposite experience. Says Melody, in my community college at 18 years old, lots of people in their 20s and 30s, someone in my class found out my age and was like, oh, wow, so you're a baby. I'm not going to lie. I totally have that. I try not to. But, like, literally when I'm just like, wow, I also have like, oh, my gosh, you're a baby. And I was like, I'm a college freshman. Is this a shock?
There's nothing unusual about, like,
so I guess the shock goes both ways, because they're shocked that I'm old.
Contextualizing yourself, however old you are, if you meet someone and they're older or younger than you, there's nothing unnatural about, you know, placing yourself. Oh my gosh, you're right. So much younger than me. Oh my gosh, you're so much older than me. Like, that's normal. It's what comes after that, and like I said, where it then becomes a limiting thing, like, I can't do a thing because I am this old.
Yeah, that's why my friend,
how many times the earth has spun around the sun since you popped out of your mom, sheesh, have anything to do with you learning a new thing right now? Like, it's entirely irrelevant.
You're passionate about this.
I am passionate about it because, as Keanu Reeves said, you're going to die. And there's not, and you don't get to like, well, next time I'm going to do it. I'm going to learn that thing when I'm 12 instead of 32 or whatever. It's like you have your one shot and then that's it. And so.
Are you heated about this because someone has limited you, or are you so heated because people limit themselves?
I am heated because I have limited myself and I don't want to see other people do it.
So you have.
Yes. And which is funny because
so you are guilty of this.
Yes. There was a time a long, long time ago before you where there were so many. I was sort of is the same thing. I'm sort of like following the path of which where you're supposed to go.
You were so much younger. You yeah. were a young buck back then.
Still, you know, in my late 20s or whatever. And there were so many things. I remember having the thoughts of like trying to be okay with the idea that I would just never get to do something I wanted to do. And just sort of understand, like,
and accepting
that. And just accepting it and like resigning myself to, I'd love to do, you know, seeing someone do something, you're like, oh, I'd love to do that.
Okay, that's not for me. I can't do that. Yeah.
That's for them. I miss my chance. And just going, like, that's okay. Like, I, you know.
First of all, no. Okay.
Yeah.
No. Never. Ever. Like, no. If you want that, no.
Yeah, I mean, even finding a
there's
version,
no even...
I get it if you are 96 and you're like, well, I'd love to train to be an MMA fighter. There's probably going to be some hurdles to get over, but there's probably even a version, though, that would be like, I don't know. There's probably some sort of adaptive version of it that you could kind of engage with. Not necessarily that you're going to be like, you know, beating someone up in the like South Pacific or anything, but yeah.
Ono Coffee says, when we were 20, we thought 40 was old. Now that we're past 40, we're right. Charlotte Drew says, if y'all are too old, I must be dead already and not know it.
It's because age ain't nothing but a number. Don't let age be your cage.
Hey, Spiral Lab just joined, was napping. I was napping right before this. Almost everyone I hang out with are at least 20 years younger than me, and I love young people.
Everybody was napping. Are we sure we all woke up from naps for this life?
Are we old if we remember a time before the internet?
There was a time before the internet?
You know, so I heard someone say, like, someone asked somebody their age, someone young asked someone our age, what their age was, and they were like, I'm older than Google. And that shocked the young person. Yeah. And it's like, oh, wow, yeah. Wow. Like, you only know a world with Google.
Yeah, I mean, there are weird things, and, you know...
Well, yeah, age is interesting.
Age is interesting.
Being different ages, being different generations, like, having different perspectives.
Well, I remember things like being in high school and going, you know, if I went to a restaurant and I saw someone, like, from my class working at the restaurant, it was like, whoa, here's, like, one of my classmates is the bus boy or whatever. You know, then I'm working at, like, a video store or something. Hey, look, here's people our age, like, out in the workforce. And now, you know, we will regularly go to doctors who are younger than us, who are years younger than us with years of experience in their field. Like, they aren't new, you know? Like,
that has never happened. Like, seriously. And I was like, oh, that's never happened before. And it never... I don't know. I'm aware of it in a way because it just had never happened before.
Encountering really professional fields, doctors, lawyers, you know, law enforcement, like whatever it might be where it's like, oh, you need a lot of training to do this and you need years of on the job experience to get good at it. You have all of those things and I'm years older than you. that is a weird thing. And that's also a weird thing when you're like, wait, you know, I think about this all the time, honestly, like even just like driving down the freeway and you see road construction and all the logistics that go into like shutting down a freeway, building a new on-ramp and how this works and going like, oh my God, that's being put together by people like my age or younger. And then you realize the whole world is just everybody winging it. And it's like, okay, it's inspiring because it's like stuff is still happening and things aren't totally falling apart, but it's also terrifying. And then you realize that's how it's like, there's no reason that, you know, whenever you're born and you look at your parents' generation as being the ones that have knowledge and experience, that's just because they are the ones who teach you about the world.
Right.
But they just happen to be born at a random time as well. And
well, so here's like, a like, okay, I can't say this until I get there, but at this point in my life, at 38, I can tell you, right? Like, I can say, having lived this, that there is absolutely no, like, difference in conscience from when I was 18 to now. Like, right. It's not like, oh, you turn 30 and all of a sudden, like, your mind unlocks or whatever. It's just like, I feel I'm the same. There's no milestone. There's no, like, upgrade. There's no click. Nothing. It's just the same. It's like, it's the same girl who's just trying to do her best this whole time. I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to be for the rest of my life.
When I was 16 and coming home after school, after high school, you know what I would do? I would play around on the guitar and the bass, record some stuff there, fiddle around with Photoshop, play with some cameras, listen to the Aquabats.
But I think my point is that when I was 18, I did think that when you were 38, you did have it all figured out.
Yes.
I did think that. I did think that 38-year-olds, you know, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds.
I was like, by the time I'm 25.
Yeah, like, they just, that's a grown-up, you know? Yeah. Like, that is someone who is responsible and has, like, they know the answer to everything. They know if you have two options, like, which one is best. Like, they just have that confidence. No.
I remember
it's totally 1,000% the same.
My first year teaching, I was 24. And it was after school one day at the beginning of the school year, like this time of year. And I was walking from my classroom to the office to, like, make copies or something. And there was a big crowd of kids and a bunch of yelling. Of course, these two kids, which, like, high school juniors, seniors, they're big and tough. They're fighting, like, really fighting each other. And I saw that and I was like, oh, I got to get an adult. Like, where? And then I was like, there's no one around because after school, I was like, oh, God, that's me. I'm the adult. I have to do something about this.
Odo Coffee says, one of my friends is 53 and still skating roller derby. Nice. I love her. Yeah. One of the women in the woman's learn to play class is, I don't know how old she is, but she's old enough to be a grandma, is the best one in the class, like, by far. And I think in playing a league now.
Yeah. I mean, the thing too with stuff like that is there's people, when you, as you get older, you're able to have known people for long periods of time.
Right. And
there are people I've known who, when they were 30, they were telling me, like, oh my God, as soon as I turned 30, it's like my whole body fell apart, my life, I'm 30. And now they're 50 and they're still like, oh my God, I'm so old. And I realize, oh, it's just your identity is I'm old. And it doesn't really matter what the age is, because, like, 30 or 50, you're just sounding the same. And that's just what
it's the like, if you really want to do it, you'll find a way. If you really don't want to do it, you'll find an excuse. Yeah. An excuse.
1,000%.
Ash says, people assume with certain things that age is a factor, but for many things, it's truly not.
Right.
Mike says, idealist evolves into a realist. Wisdom from your past brings peace to your present.
Ooh, I do remember. And that can be a good thing and a bad thing. Because I remember when I was 21, I was working at Trader Joe's, the grocery store. And there was someone who worked there who, I think he must have been mid-50s or so. And he was kind of he's a different guy, Gilbert. he was really cool. But he's a little different. And, you know, Trader Joe's is a grocery store. They get kind of all these nifty snacks and things. And it was always kind of a big deal when something new would come out because people would, like, want to try it. And they were really good about, like, yeah, we got a new type of chip. Just open the bag and try it. Share it with everybody. And we'd get really excited, you know. And if you're walking by, like, Gilbert stocking a shelf, you're like, oh, have you tried those chocolate-covered Whos-a-ma-what's-its? He'd be like, no. And he almost talked like Garfield. And I remember one day, it was like...
Talked?
Oh, you could hear his thoughts and, like, the cartoons and stuff. I remember one day it was like, oh, did you try this thing? He's like, no, I just don't really get excited about food anymore. I was like, well, you work in a grocery store. And it was like, what do you mean you don't get excited about food? And he's like, when you're my age, you've tasted it all. There's not new flavors. I eat to stay alive and that's it.
Okay,
and I was like, good.
I'm going
to
tell you
there's
right now.
Something else happening there, obviously, with this man.
I am going to be a foodie till I die, okay? Tom didn't know that about me. And now, you know, eating out is part of our lifestyle. I don't know.
I think the thing that made me realize, though, is when you're young and everything is new, everything is exciting. As you get older and... experienced it more, it can be tough to keep
the excitement. Outlook, though.
Right, it is an outlook, and
it has nothing to do with age. Even it's like, you know, because then when do you install that Outlook 58, 60?
I don't know.
That's just a conscious decision you make arbitrarily.
Can you do me a favor and just lean to the side a little bit? I just want people to see what's happening behind you.
Oh.
I don't know if they can. Oh, it's blocked by the chair.
Look at you, see that guy.
See the sleeping corgi over there. Don't hurt your back. There he is. Hello, Finley. He just passed out on the couch in a way that seems like it's not comfortable for his neck.
Oy. All right. Homesick Mac, I think that people who are 25 plus today are much more mature than I was at that age. Is it the easy access to all knowledge, being able to jump over some tough steps the digital age helped, I guess? I don't know if maturity, because, you know, I think physiologically, there's a physiological factor in maturity.
Right.
I know 25 is older than that, but I don't know if knowledge, you know,
I mean,
knowledge and wisdom are different.
Right, right.
I think knowledge is like, it's like the book smart and street smart thing.
Yeah.
But I will say that everyone who's younger than me, if they have a question to anything, boom, pick this up, Google. And everyone old, not everyone, a lot of people who are at least 10 years older than me, they just like,
I guess I'll never know.
Yeah. It's so crazy to me. Like on my tutorial channel, someone obviously had to Google to get to this video about how to record your face and screen at the same time. Okay. It's like one of my most popular videos on my tutorial channel. I don't know how you got there, but you got there because you had this question. So whether you went on YouTube or you went on Google, you obviously typed this in. And then the comment they left was, I'm on a MacBook. I don't have a right click. So how do I right click to record, you know, whatever I was showing, you needed to do like the right click. And I was like, I can't believe you wouldn't just do the same thing that you did to get to this video to answer that secondary question. And so I literally typed, you know, how did it, because I have a mouse that has two clicks, even though I have a Mac. But yeah, you just hold control or command or something like that and click. And then That's like the right click. But I just copied and pasted the answer from the first. I don't even think I had to go to the webpage. It was just on Google. Copied and pasted, replied to the thing. And that was it.
Have you seen the website, Let Me Google That For You?
No.
I think I forget. You might have to go to the website, but it might be LMGTFY, like .google.com. Or it might be that. And like, it's literally like how to right click. And if you send them to that, they click the link and it takes them to the Google page. It auto fills out the question in the search bar and hits search. And then brings up
really? Results. Wow.
Which is really funny.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, the thing I was going to say to Mac, though, was I was watching an episode of Cheers a while ago.
Okay.
Which, you know, I remember watching that when I was a very young kid. And they all seem like, you know, it's all adults in a bar after work drinking. Norm, when Cheers started, was 32. It's like, Jesus, okay.
I didn't watch Cheers.
Oh.
Art says, I love every pain in my joints and lost hair follicles. My best friend I served with was KI in Iraq before he was old enough to drink beer. I own my illness.
See, that's like your age is a trophy or a...
Yeah.
Know, like, a badge. I don't know.
There is no age on depth of knowledge.
There we go. Yeah, and you're a professional educator, so you should know that.
Own a coffee. I think the older you are and the more experience you have in a discipline, the less prone you are to make grand proclamations about that discipline. Right.
The smartest people are very rarely the ones saying they know the most about something.
Being in my 30s now, I get the you're a baby statement so much more. At the time, I thought I was a grown adult because I was 18.
Right, like the law says.
That's such an 18-year-old thing to say.
Well, I mean, that's what you think, right? Like, yesterday I was 17. I was a kid. Today I'm 18, so adult.
Marcus says, I usually don't even think about my age unless when it is a limiting factor. I don't either, but I feel like for some reason, like when I come home, I tell, you know, obviously I tell Tom about my day and I'll say like it came up again. And it's not like I'm out there like, hey, everybody, I'm 38. I don't know. Art says, I've got two in college, one in high school, and two toddlers. Younger people on average don't have disposable income to learn new things for fun and can't grasp that concept.
Yeah, no, that's
on average. That's something to think about.
Yeah, it's the thing I always tell Heather is when I think you know where that's going. When I moved, the first time I moved out on my own, it was I actually rented a room from a friend who was a teacher. And they were, I was 20 and they were 36 maybe. And they'd been teaching for, I think, 6 years at the time. And it was 2006. It was when the Nintendo Wii came out. And I remember one day I like walked out of my room on my part of the house, and there was a Best Buy bag on the coffee table that had a Wii in it with like a couple of games, controllers, like all the accessories. Like if you just went to Best Buy and were like, I want the whole, everything you need for a Wii. My friend who I was renting the room from was not like a huge gamer, but was just like, it was like literally a Friday. And he was like, this thing came out. I heard it's really fun. I got curious. So I went and bought one. And that was it. And, you know, public school teacher, not extravagantly wealthy or anything, but it was like, I just remember it blew my mind. Because I was like, that's like $600 worth of stuff on the table right there. And you can just
do that.
You can just do that. Like you without panicking and sweating about it, not even rushing to open it up right now. Like you're going to do that this weekend.
I feel that because like a lot of the, you know, the kids in my class, they're paying for school. They've got part-time jobs and it's all like customer service or, you know, hospitality type jobs. And it's like, oh man, every time we go out to eat, that's an hour of work. You had to work to, you know, not that like we're rich or anything, but I don't know. I feel
once you hit a point of being able to go to the grocery store and buy your groceries and just not add up the total in your head before you reach the checkout stand, that was a very big day.
Where were we? You're like, how much was that? And I was like, oh, freaking A, I forgot to look.
Because it's like, it's groceries. What am I going to do, not buy food? Like, is that, I want this food. I'm going to eat it.
But it's also like, you know, it's also like, I have to remember, dude, do you know how hard we work to get to the point where
A period of years.
It was like, I remember the, it was hard. It was hard to get to here. So I'm going to be happy here because
I like that.
We'll work for it. I believe we should continue learning throughout our lives. I didn't pick up my camera till I was 30.
See, there you go.
I don't know. How old was I in 2016?
31.
There you go. I didn't pick up my camera either until then. So I grew up with my mother saying, you can't do that. You're a girl. If it's not age, it's gender. If it's not gender, it's height. If it's not height, it's weight. No more. Yes. Ben says, napping has become more of a hobby as I've gotten older. I have a whole method. 27 minutes is my sweet spot. Wow. Yeah, mine's like, I don't know what's mine.
You're all over the place. Yeah. You could do a 10-minute nap because I'll do a 2-hour nap. So
yeah. Sometimes like a 15-minute will feel like an hour. I would say my average is at least 40 minutes, though.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. But I have insomnia, too. I'm glad the internet wasn't around in my youth. Oldness, not illness, not wearing my glasses. Oh, my father just passed away 25 days ago at the age of 68, which is young to pass. Can't let age get in the way of living. Oh, sorry, Ash.
I'm so sorry to hear that. My dad passed away 3 years ago at 65, which is like
young.
Yeah.
That's freaking young.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So let's live it up while we can. Cell phones in our day would have led to premature incarceration. Andre says, anyone remember Alta Vista? I do. I remember
Alta Vista, Ask Jeeves.
Because I remember.
What was the one with the dog?
Specifically remember. I don't remember.
It was like Fetch or something.
Well, in computer class in high school. Did you have computer class?
Oh, yeah.
Do they still have computer? Oh, this is how we met. They don't have a digital media class anymore.
Right, yeah. I mean, like the typing class, you know, some basic HTML and you learn how to do like a spreadsheet.
Well, we had to learn about search engines.
Yeah.
And Alta Vista at the time was the like go-to. The yeah. That's so funny. Blah, 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 blah. JFK, too old for what? Some of my fave creators are older, like Sir Warren Hart and Lisa from Mobile Tech Review. Todd, Christmas Clotter, hi. Hey. Good to see you.
It's your time of year coming up here.
I'm 32. A lot of changes due to dwindling health. I always say that about the conscious. I might have matured a little, but I'm still the same person.
Yeah, it's the same. The same person that, with life experience.
That baffled me when I realized that. Was yeah. Like, oh, you, however unsure you felt at 21 is the same. It's the same. Like, I feel the same.
Well, that's what you're saying with your friend who's 73, that she's looking in the mirror and there's like a disconnect of like,
right.
Because presumably she still has that same feeling of like, I'm just the same me I've always been, but now there's a exactly. Totally different person
right.
Staring back.
I feel the same way, Heather, at age 58. Still just me, and I still don't always feel like a grown-up. See? So it'll just be like that. Sometimes I wake and look around and ask myself, who put me in charge and what were they thinking?
Yeah.
Ben says, I have a grown-up persona that I use to do grown-up things, but I try not to spend too much time
occupying it. It's like putting on a jacket, and you're like, no, I'll take that off as soon as I get home.
Marcus says, no one has the answer to anything. We just make it up as we go. Mike says, old is a gift that is often taken for granted. True. Live today, be excited about tomorrow, pursue memories of experiences. Don't let anybody tell you to have a seat. It's your life, not theirs. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about life, is that we all have one. So you go do you, and we go do us, and there you go.
Yeah, some of us don't get to live for 50, Freddie said. Don't take it for granted. Yeah, yep. Age is a privilege, right? Like, aging is a privilege.
Yeah. Andre says, running a roller skate quad skate shop at 49 and starting a YouTube That's channel awesome. And learning to repair pinball machines kind of underlines the fact that one does not grow up. One
doesn't all sounds want to. So much
I
fun.
I know. Can we go hang out at your shop? Like, how cool is this?
That sounds so good.
I use the emergence of gray hair to dye it green.
So you keep telling me.
I'm telling you. I have to bleach my hair in order to put the purple. You've got the natural gray, you know?
There's a lot more here now.
I know. So it was me and Tom's 6-year anniversary 2 days ago. And we were watching our old vlogs. And your hair is different.
Sorry, just the thing. Yeah, my hair was very different.
Oh, Mike. Okay. Let me get the NDI because this is insane here. Ready? NDI. Ready?
Sorry, now you just have to see a cute pup because this is where we're at. All right. There it is. He's just chilling.
Did you change it?
Okay, I'm back. Just got to see the expression. The way he just melts into the couch is so funny.
It's funny because he never hangs out on the couch.
Art said, knowledge is tomato, is a fruit. Knowledge is tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting tomatoes in fruit salad. Hey, there you go. Conquest Racing Club. Hello, Heather and Tom. Hello. Todd says his computer class on Apple IIe. So were my first ones up through maybe the age of 10 or 11. Because I remember first grade, we got to go to the computer lab and they were all Apple IIe's. And first, second, third grade. Fourth grade was when you got to actually put the big, like, 5.5-inch floppy disk in the drive yourself. That first was, through like, third grade, so you had to call the person over and they would switch it. And then when you reached that point, you got to. Oh, there was a whole, like, week that taught you how to, like,
not put the disk not, in. Because those were floppies.
The actual, like,
floppy, yeah. But the other ones where you like can slide the silver
3.5-inch
when those clicked in, oh my god,
so tactile and
most
wonderful.
Satisfying.
The little thing goes down to lock them in. It's like you click it in. That. There's like a little lever. You push the thing in, and it goes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then you have to lift the lever up, and it
pop it out.
Oh, yeah, the closest thing to that now, I think, is when you have an SD card that can like really satisfyingly click into a thing, like a camera or something. That's a nice feeling.
Yeah, memory card in the camera.
Yeah. Peter just turned 70 last week. Happy late birthday, Peter.
Oh, tanjoubi, omedetou gozaimasu. That means happy birthday.
Hi.
Simply Obs, I'm getting grays. Oh, how sweet. We'll see. You can, like, I'm like excited.
Looks cool.
I'm excited for gray hair. I don't, but the thing is, like, hair loss is a thing in my family, so I don't think I will even.
Yeah, whatever color it is, I'm happy. I just want it to be there.
I don't think I will have grays. There won't be. I might have to go wig.
Wig out.
Yeah. Great show as all. Are we at the top of the hour?
We are at the top of the hour every hour.
It's just my cell phone.
You can get the NDI app on your phone, and then you turn it on, and it shows up in Ecamm as a source.
Yeah. At 58, just bought the first home and still have yet to meet my first ex-husband, so I can't fall age on anything.
Congrats on the home.
Oh, that's funny. Y'all are youngins. I'm old enough to remember first computer class with key punch cards. Oh, wow. Man.
Okay. Definitely got us beat there then.
Yeah. I'm so old, I almost didn't make it. Hello.
He's napping.
Hello. let's see. I'm waiting to be all gray, like Toni Morrison gray.
See, you can pull the Steve Martin thing and just go gray all at once, relatively young, and then you just never age.
Patrick, I love being the goofball green guy. It really trips out the other adults.
Yeah, look at this adult over here, and then they see you, and they're like, wait a minute.
Reagan, happy to be here. Made it to a live session.
Yay!
Finally. Yay. Ben says, I don't think it's the number that bothers me. If someone is like, what are you, in your late 20s, early 30s, I'll happily proclaim I'm 41. I think I just want to look feeling young. I was telling Tom, though, because, like, the shock was so apparent that I was like...
You're almost insulted.
Yeah. Like, do I... You know. I don't know. It's like, okay, look. I gotta look at least 21. Jesus, you know? I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm talking... Because, you know, I get carded. That's fine. I get that they got a card if you look under 35 or whatever it is, but...
There's plenty of times where we also don't get carded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the first time that happened. I was like, all right. We're here.
Poor one out.
Back in my day, digital cameras saved images to hole punch cards.
Back in my day, digital cameras saved images to film strips. Because they weren't digital.
I'm getting my white hair in my beard than I am on my head.
Yeah, but that is on brand, though, for the Christmas situation.
It actually works out. Old enough to remember when the Motorola Razr launched. Oh, old enough to remember when Lada was a popular car. I don't know what that is.
The Razr, man. I was just thinking about my Razr earlier today.
I haven't been carded in years. Well, I mean, yeah. I still get carded like real quick.
It depends, yeah.
And they'll get like the ones who want to card me are like, oh no. Can I see your ID? Like real like, because I just assume, you know, I'm not going to assume that. I don't know. I feel like I'm at the age where I don't assume we're going to card. And they're like, no, what do you think? We're not going to card you?
I remember we were somewhere with your mom and they carded her and she just was... made her day. She was like, oh.
But that was like, come.
I don't remember where it was.
Like, come on. Like.
Maybe they knew what they were doing. I'm going to cheer this person up right now.
What's an 8-track? That I actually, my dad had one.
Yeah, we had him in the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My dad had lots of different cars and several of them had, he was always like fixing up and selling cars. And so several of them had 8-track players.
Okay. So since we're at the top of the hour, what do you want to say to, let's say, the past Tom who felt he was too old?
You're wrong. Knock it off and wake up.
You really want to do that. Huh?
You're gonna die. That's what I want to tell him. But maybe in a more diplomatic way.
You just woke everybody
that's
up.
That's fine. Was you like, you're all gonna die. Wake up. I mean, it's not a threat. It's just a statement. In a more diplomatic way, I would tell him that there is absolutely no physical law of nature that's preventing you from doing any of the things that you want to do. And as long as you're not hurting anybody else or putting yourself in danger or being ridiculously irresponsible, you are absolutely allowed to go explore whatever you want to explore, embrace whatever you want to embrace, and follow whatever like interest and curiosity thread as much as you want to. And that's a good thing to do.
You know that, like, do you think that... See, I think the advantage nowadays is that because we have social media, you will find, you know, an older person doing the thing that you want to do. And then it makes you feel like, okay, there is no too old because this person's doing it.
I think that's a good point.
It's exposure, you know? And so like if everyone in your life is telling you, no, you can't, you know, why, then you don't have any evidence otherwise aside from your compulsion to do that new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would say is like, Like this community is such a perfect example of like all of us are doing this weird thing called YouTube. And on top of that, we all are doing something different on YouTube. Like it's usually connected to like some kind of hobby, whether it be, you know, Christmas or audio video or what, you know, neurodivergence or whatever it is, right? Like we all have this like passion that we're trying to share, and YouTube thankfully allows us to connect with people from all walks of life and backgrounds. And I think it's nice to have a community that is so diverse, because it's like I can imagine all of us getting together and we would just do whatever, you know, like we just have a bunch of fun and age would never even come up.
It's in conversation. Completely irrelevant.
Oh, are you
sorry? I just need to share.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Ready. The teeth. Oh my god, the teeth. Oh my god.
Look at this face. He's just melting away. Sorry.
He's so not interested. Talk about. He's like, I'm the youngest one in the room. All you guys, old fogies.
Yeah. I had like an interesting thought.
So anyway, I think like what I would tell like Tom, who felt limited by age, or anybody who feels limited by age, like guaranteed I can find someone who's doing, you know, who's of a different generation, younger, older, whatever it is, that's doing the thing that you're thinking about. And like it literally probably does not matter. So yeah. Go do the thing.
I think your point is really good. Intellectually, I think we know that if you're a human, you can do a thing other humans are doing, but it really does make a difference if you see somebody who reminds you of, if you see somebody who reminds you of you in some way doing the thing that you're interested in doing.
I think that's like Casey
Neistat.
It really
does make a difference.
It's like, this is a person who's older than me and is a dad and has a job and like, you know, and is doing this thing called YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, when I was teaching, I would show lots of videos, lots of Peter McKinnon, Peter Lindgren videos in my classroom as part of lessons, Film Riot videos, whatever. And all, you know, the kids loved them, connected with them, but teaching in a place that's like 98% Hispanic and the majority of my students are female, if there was ever a time where I could find like a female to show them something, they connected with the male creators, got the knowledge, but it was very different if they saw.
It was a different experience.
Because then it was like, I could see it shift, especially like the digital media world. I could see it shift from them, from this thing I'm interested in, I enjoy, to like, oh, this is an actual like option.
Option, yeah. An option.
And that was the difference versus like, I'm playing around this thing that I like, but it's for all these people over here.
Because you know what it is? It's possibility. Like someone has been the proof of concept. You know, someone has proven that someone who looks like you or is like you or reminds you of you has done it. So it's not about whether it's possible. You know it's possible. Now you just have to go do it. Yeah. And proving whether it's possible is the hard part. Some people don't need the proof, but if you need it, I think that helps. You know, sometimes you just need, I don't know. I think it just makes you more comfortable if you see someone. Where are we here?
I saw a coiled telephone cord. It was 8-track Barney VHS. William Hamm, 28, geriatric man.
I took my first photo class with I don't even know how to say that.
Daguerreotype.
Daguerreotype. What's a daguerreotype?
It's like one of the old original cameras that essentially, like, correct me if I'm wrong, projects like an image onto a canvas so you could like paint it. Like,
okay, let me tell you about the coiled telephone cords. These guys would like tangle so much.
I know, but wrapping it around your finger though was like really satisfying.
Yeah. Also, we still have our laser disc player.
Your parent?
Yeah.
I mean, your dad runs his parties off of a mini disc player.
Awkward moment when they card a few other people when you people you are with, so you take yours out, but they don't ask for it.
No, ma'am, just your children here.
So this is has nothing to do with age, but this reminded me of it. I went to a Chinese restaurant with Asian friends. Okay, so we're all Asian. And the lady gave us menus, took our orders, and she came back and gave me a fork. Oh. Nobody else.
Wow. You got judged in a way there.
Right. We all couldn't stop laughing. And I was like, why did I get a fork?
I don't know what test you failed. But...
Well, I don't know what happened, but that's
really funny.
That just made me think of it. Yes, you have one life. Live. I still have 2 boxes of Laserdisc. I just can't let go. Yet I put out 4K videos. I love that. But also don't forget to pay your taxes.
Right. You gotta be an adult.
Yeah. Let's go and do things.
That's a good slogan right there.
Let's go and do things.
My channel slogan.
Let's just go and do things. I love it. Let's go and do things, you know? I'm old enough to remember CDs. I started at 40. There you go.
Nice.
Do more and care less is probably what I would tell myself 20 to 30 years ago, because now I have to play catch up.
I like it.
Maybe it's time for the Heather and Tom meetup. Well, we are doing it. It's, I don't know. What is that?
NAB? Is that what you're thinking?
We decided that already.
It's like April.
April in Vegas for NAB.
We'll talk about that more as it gets to. Okay. It's the National Association of Broadcasters Convention. It's one I've always wanted to go to.
I'll have to take a picture of Marco. She does the same thing. Oh, excuse me while I go organize my Betamax collection. The fan meet K-pop terms. I don't feel limited by age. I feel limited by disability. Google Dave Pensacola. If he's at the top of his game, ain't nothing that's to stop you.
I know that name.
I know. That sounds so familiar. Don't let your regret be, I wish I started earlier rather than I started too soon. Preach. Yeah, because who has that? Who has that regret? Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I wish I hadn't started learning this instrument till I was 10 years older.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
I made the hand.
Yeah, I would
all. We put the whole hand and then we peeled it off.
You want to talk about pre-internet? My Saturday thing is I would take the little trash can from my room. I would sit like Indian style on a chair and just put the trash can there and then put the glue on my hand, wait for it to dry, and then just peel it off. And then just do it again and then peel it off.
This is the same guy who's got 130,000 subscribers.
Hours of that.
Oh, I love this. Oh my gosh. I am so down for okay, here it is. The couples table needs a phone that connects to eCam. And then when someone calls in, we have to pick up an actual coil. Phone.
It's like the old.
Can
we
make this happen? Can we build this?
Phone?
Yes. Can we build this contraption?
Well, I have that.
Oh my gosh. We have to make this happen.
Your brother gave me, which is a phone with an XLR thing.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. We should use that.
There's got to be something here.
Okay, this is going to be our project for the next couple months. NAB in Vegas, and Tom can do a show at the Sphere. Oh my god. Okay, so if you can play a video at the Sphere, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know.
Audio Hotline is going to be an NAB.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, everybody. April in Vegas, okay, 2024. DC Salazar Disc.
SLC Punk, that's a good movie.
Top most sought after music.
Ah. And I'm sure if he jumps into this live stream right now and sees that comment.
How
screen,
dare you?
Ouch.
All right. Well, that was fun.
It's time to clear the table.
It's time to clear the table.
Cool. We don't want to age you just by being on the stream forever. So,
yeah.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for hanging out.
Remember, if you're watching the replay, be sure to use secret word summer.
Summer in the comments. And we're also available wherever you get your podcasts, on Spotify and iTunes and all the things. And if you listen to us on the audio version, feel free to give us that fun star rating.
That sweet, sweet 5-star rating.
And if you don't want to give us a 5-star rating, you can come over here and tell us what you think. Give us your feedback.
Or not.
All right.
Talk to the table.
Catch you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.